Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown Show now as we present Michael Harrison, who's the man at Talkers.com, the Talkers charts for the week, stories, and people. This is what he does as we get into this hour of the countdown, reviewing not only the hot hits, but some of the things that are interesting and important for those who follow. There are 1,000 stations in the country that have news talk radio programmed. So with the interest that a lot of these national and some of the local hosts have, Michael's got the scoop, the story behind the story. So we like to talk about some of the nuance to news talk radio in addition to the issues. But we start with the issues, starting at number 10. And, Michael, it is my honor, my privilege, my pleasure to introduce you to the audience. I know I am.
Very kind. Thank you, Doug. And congrats on all the good work that you continue to do.
Thank you.
At number 10, we have the Major League Baseball playoff chase. At number 9, we have the National Football League action. The season is underway. And there's a lot of talk about the Washington Redskins name controversy. At number 8, we have that Indian gang rape conviction. The new Miley Cyrus video is number 7. Well, she has succeeded in putting herself out there, you know, in the national conversation, if nothing else. And number 6, Wiener loses the New York City mayoral primary. Also, a sidebar to that, Spitzer also lost his attempt to become the controller. Kind of surprised, but whatever. Number 5, government shutdown threat. Number 4, Obamacare implementation. Number 3, the anniversary of 9/11. The other night, I happened to be on a boat going around Manhattan, and I saw the new Freedom Tower, Doug, from the water,
wow.
And it's awesome.
Must be.
It is an awesome sight seeing that building complete and the new skyline of southern lower Manhattan. Mm-hmm. It gave me chills.
Yeah.
And number 2, Putin chastises U.S. and threats with Iran. And number 1, of course, is the Syria situation, the U.S. debate over Syria. And let's talk about people. At number 10, Miley Cyrus. John McCain is at 9. Anthony Weiner at 8. Hassan Rouhani at 7. At 6 is Nancy Pelosi. At 5 is John Boehner. At 4, we have a tie between Bashar al-Assad and Charlie Rose. Vladimir Putin at 3. John Kerry at 2, and number 1, Barack Obama. Interesting how John Kerry, you know, has wound up back on the international stage as a major player and a major topic on talk radio. There
yep.
you have it.
Yep. He is interesting. And the credibility, sort of, a lot of people take shots at politicians, but he's been the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations. I've never found, even though he represents or was a senator for my home state for a long time, I'm never one of his big fans. But I think because of the knowledge he gained as chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee for as long as he was there, that brings him some credibility. And he does seem to be pushing around. It's sort of interesting how you get, at first it was just the Russians and the Soviets, the Russians and the Americans talking about what to do with the chemical weaponry. And then all of a sudden, hello, somebody from Syria actually shows up. But Kerry seems to be, he reminds me in a way of Khrushchev. Remember when he took off his shoe and pounded it on the podium? Do you remember that at all?
Yeah.
So whether people our age remember that.
Well, he used to scare us.
Yeah, he did. He scared the hell out of all of us that were kids at the time.
Yes.
And we all thought we were going to die. We were told to go hide under the well in the stairwell at the school because that was going to protect us from some.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the silly stuff.
You know, Khrushchev, you know, he had the bald head before that was in style. Nikita Khrushchev, kind of a foreign-sounding name,
yeah.
And the fact is that he was taken out of context. I remember headlines. I was a little kid. Headlines, "We will bury you,"
yes,
were the lines that he said. And what he meant was, we're going to bury you economically. We're going to bury you in terms of culture. He didn't mean that we're going to kill you, or at least that's what I understand. But we thought this madman wanted to kill us.
Yeah. Well, but the news media even then was happy to play that game to scare the hell out of everybody, because that's what the news media doesn't report on the news. It reports on scare. And so I wonder if I may take the liberty of taking that one step further. Our report every week to the listeners of the Talk Radio Countdown Show is aimed at covering what is in the news, thus the handle News Talk Radio. That's what we support. That's what we cheerlead for. Or we cheerlead for all of the conversational formats, but notably this review is about News Talk Radio. So if we speculate, and this is me, you didn't say this, I did, that the news is often not the news, really. It's innuendo, it's suggestion, it's fear-based, it's aimed at scaring people so that they'll buy more newspapers or they'll look at the television, whatever it is. So what bearing might that have on the conversation that follows the so-called news when it isn't really the news? How's that?
Well, then the conversation isn't. Then the conversation is based on intangibles that are not necessarily facts. And much of what the human species talks about, believes, holds dear, is not based on facts. We're constantly trying to update our facts. Even science is based upon theory. Science is the form of human thinking that's supposed to be the factual answer to faith, which is not based on facts but intuition and feeling. So even our factual research has to change its paradigm every 100 or 200 years when new evidence indicates that everything we believed was wrong. The human race is very intelligent, and it's evolving into the future, but for the most part, the really important stuff, both in the day-to-day and in the big picture, is unknown to us.
Yeah.
We operate in the dark. Scary.
It really is kind of sometimes the element.
I didn't expect that answer, did you?
No, I didn't, actually. But it plays into something else that I heard about this week, and I actually talked about it on the air. The status of the human being as a species. And what things we do to one another, whether it's gassing people in Syria, whether it's gassing people in gas chambers in Auschwitz, whether it's the march to Bataan, whether it's the people, this football player that used to play for the Patriots just kills people because he doesn't think there's any consequence. The kids in, was it Colorado, who shot this old guy, people in Chicago. Again, I mean, we see this every single day. And then we hear stories about fathers and the unspeakable things that they do to their daughters and to their children when they are children, and convince the children to not talk about it with things, well, I'm your father, I love you, and what does that do to the psyche of people who go through that trauma? My God, when you think about it, I mean, it made for a stimulating conversation on my program, but it is something that is horrifically important to talk about, yet very difficult to talk about, but
just remember when you do your business that you're, it sounded terrible, just remember when you go about your role as a talk show host that these are real people and these are real situations. I get worried when talk show hosts start to think that the world events and all the problems that we deal with are there merely to provide them with material and that somehow it isn't real. It happens. It's a psychological process there where people in the media start to actually believe that this is all just provide another stage for theater. Mm. The fact is, this is real, and if you and the thing that separates the really good practitioners of this from the posers are the ones that bring that to the stage, so they know this is real. But, man, there is no reason for anyone ever to think there's a slow news day. There's so much pain, suffering, drama, unfulfilled endings, you know, storylines that are still rolling along out there, information to be gathered. This is much bigger than any of us realize.
Yeah, it is. It's big time stuff, and the things that we hope we can help people. At least I do. That's the reason that I go into those things, because I feel a duty to help people, frankly. I don't, you know, I'm number one is to get people to listen to the radio program so that advertisers get their money's worth. I mean, that's really what we do. I think I said to you one time, I think when we were having dinner, my daughter, when she was going to college, you know, kids would talk about what their parents do, and when she'd tell them that I was a radio host, they'd always say, "You mean he's like Rush Limbaugh?" So she changed her approach and described what I did as filler between commercials. And therefore, and that's really what I do is fill between commercials. And speaking of that, it's commercial time, and then Michael and I continue here on The Countdown.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of the Talkers.com website. Insight every day into the comings and goings of the big shows, people who are national in scope, people who are local, specialty hosts. There's all kinds of information about the business, so help yourself. I do, because I'm in the business, every day. I'm on that site a couple times a day, but you can check it out, too. It's for everybody. One of the things people will be happiest about, the legion of fans that Sean Hannity has around the country. You report on him signing back up again for X number of years, making more money, being more visible. A lot of people like him. We like him. You and I both like him personally. It isn't about whether we like him on the air. That's not the important thing, but he's a very decent guy.
Well, he's a good guy, and those who know me in the business, I hope you can attest to our listeners. I don't judge people by their politics. I judge them as people.
Yep.
And we try to be nonpartisan.
Well, in the case of Hannity, I mean, that's why I say, I mean, I like what he does on the air all the time, but I like him as a human being, and he deserves success because he's worked hard at it. And that's the story. You see that story repeated over and over with some of us who have been around for a long time. I think the same of Dave Ramsey. I have a great admiration for him. And, I mean, I can think of a lot of local hosts that have done the same thing. Hal, and now I can't remember his last name, down in Dallas, who's been there for 100 years, big heavy set guy, and he's been on BAP. He's a guy that is loved, not liked, but loved. And how many of these radio guys, especially the morning hosts, have been on in the market for years and years and years? Think of Bob Steele in Hartford, Carl DeSimpson. I mean, all these people that were around forever, they became part of the family. So these are the people that we want to know more about, too, frankly. I think that people want to know more about them.
Well, I devote my business to shedding light on these people and giving credit where credit is due. And a lot of them deserve that. But, I mean, the role of the radio personality in the fabric of American culture is a major one. And my goal, in terms of my profession, is to do everything I can to keep that spirit alive into the 21st century, which is a changing culture.
All right, well, change, there is plenty of it, and you can read about it at Talkers.com. Michael Harrison at Talkers.com, responsible for the lists on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begins at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Levine has been a guest on this program, or has been a fixture, maybe it's a better way of putting it, for a long time. He started the Levine Communication Office, a well-known PR firm in Los Angeles, a number of years ago. Also, a few years ago, started an online news resource called the LBN Alert, which is a place a lot of people go. You can see who reads it. There are pictures of the folks from time to time. You may even see my picture in there, because I read it every day and use a lot of the information for my Good Day program Monday through Friday. And so I was thinking that it would be instrumental and instructive for you to spend a few minutes talking to the folks listening about what people should think about before they hire a PR firm.
Well, first of all, I think that we have to understand that people make decisions in the world based on logical and emotional reasons. And so there is a court of public opinion, just like there's a court of legal opinion, right?
Yep.
Now, so when you're being charged with a crime, right, you have to face a court of legal opinion, and then you have to face a court of public opinion. So having a PR firm on your side is like having a really good attorney on your side in the court of public opinion, right? So what do you look for when you're hiring a PR firm? Well, you look for the same damn things that you look for when you're hiring someone good at anything. You look for experience. You look for passion. You look for somebody who understands your unique situation. But I think what you first look for is experience. You try to figure out pretty seriously whether or not the person you're thinking of working with has done what it is you need done many times successfully, right? How would you hire a heart surgeon? You would try to find out if they have done what you need done many times successfully. But you also wanted a person who understands your unique situation. Maybe you happen to be a person who's working in the real estate industry or the legal industry or the financial industry, the fashion industry, or in my case, Hollywood. And you got to have a lot of experience. That's why when you say to the audience, Michael Levine has represented 58 Academy Award winners, many people listening to that go, oh, so I guess he knows what he's doing. And when you say Mr. Levine has written 19 books, the audience says, oh, I imagine he knows what he's talking about. Our own company has a motto, passion, focus, results.
All right. So if you're talking to somebody and they don't want to be honest with you, they don't want to share their goals or their life, you walk away from them. If you can't know everything about a person that wants to hire you as a PR person, do you just say, sorry, we don't fit?
I do. I was talking the other day to another publicist who's very experienced also in town, and he was asking what I look for in a client. And I said to him rather intuitively, I said, you know, I have to love them. And I know that sounds very odd.
No, I don't think it is at all. I had somebody tell me the same thing. A person that I went to for advice said she loves working with people that she loves, that she likes.
Yeah.
That's different
than
just taking
them.
A fee. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't even have to like them. I have to love them.
Yeah.
And that's an odd thing. Now, some of that comes with the fact that I've reached a place in my life where, frankly, I don't need every client.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also a wacky kind of situation. Most people will take any client
the
world serves up because they're desperate.
Yeah. Right, yeah. It's really an interesting overview, I think. And for business people, I think you got to have realistic expectations and you got to figure on spending time with somebody like Michael as you embrace trying to find public relations and media relations. I thought I'd get Michael's input to help you out, those of you who are thinking about someone like Michael. Michael Levine, the founder of LCO Online, Levine Communication Office, and LBNElert.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today, or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're overviewing the hot hits in talk radio for the week ending Friday, September the 13th. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Take the poll this weekend if you're into the stories about September, October, whenever there is a Friday the 13th. We want to get that from you. Meanwhile, we're working on the number one item on the countdown this week. And as it has been for a while, the focus is on Syria. Here's host Don Russell talking to national security analyst Ryan Morrow about why Morrow is in favor of a military strike against Syria.
In your estimation, a limited strike on Syria is a good idea. Why is that?
Well, I don't know if it's a good idea. It's just kind of the best of a series of bad options. And the reason I believe that is because if the United States does not enforce a publicly declared red line, then for a generation you're going to have the world, particularly the Middle East, seeing the United States as being full of empty threats. And so if you're part of the Iranian government, for example, you're going to say, well, gee, I might as well advance my nuclear program right now as I wish, because the United States doesn't have the appetite to enforce its policies.
As distasteful as it may be, and as anathema as it may be to people in the United States, wouldn't the most effective thing to do would be to take out Assad?
Actually, no.
Oh, okay.
And
why not?
The reason I say that is because if we were to kill Assad right now, the regime would probably collapse, and then you would have sectarian warfare across Syria. It would descend into chaos, and unfortunately, right now, the rebels that have the most power, because they're a mixture of forces, are the Islamists. So it would be the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda. So the missing component of our strategy is to arm and train the more moderate rebels so that they can take out both Assad and the Islamists.
So the issue here, because we have obviously more than telegraphed our intentions, and the big story is that the chemical weapons that we were out to destroy have been moved, and we know that in these instances they move them to schools and hospitals and mosques and other places where civilians congregate and go about their daily lives. So are we between a rock and a hard place here? And no pun intended there, with a rock and a hard place.
Yes, definitely. This is basically, we have a policy right now of what I've been calling disaster mitigation. where no matter what we do, the situation is going to get a lot worse in Syria. And what we're trying to do is make it not get too much worse. And but I think that the focus has to be more on the rebels and building up an alternative, because right now we don't have any friends on the ground that are viable and capable of controlling the territory and really controlling the country. That's why a lot of people just see this as a fight between the Assad regime and Al-Qaeda, and they say, well, if fanatics are killing each other, then why don't we let them?
Here's talk host Sue Henry with Congressman Thomas Marino of Pennsylvania. Marino says he does believe that the Syrian government used chemical weapons in the attack in Damascus, but he isn't really focused on that as the issue.
Do you believe that there is evidence that Assad did gas his own people?
Yes. I do believe there's evidence there. I'm not gonna pull what the Democrats did back during the Bush administration. But if they sit there and say there is, as Kerry said, as a prosecutor, that's why I said to him, well, one prosecutor to another, if you say there is proof beyond a reasonable doubt, I believe you. But that is not the issue. You know, he's saying that we have to assert a principle. Well, no, we don't have to assert a principle with American lives. And there have been many men that have gone down trying to assert a principle, but ignoring the common sense facts. And one of the questions, another one I put point blank to him, is even if you go in there and retaliate on the gas, using the gas, you're not going to stop the killing and the butchering and the war, and Assad's still going to be in power. And he said, well, I have to agree with you on that. So there's no imminent danger to the U.S. There's no clear and present danger to the U.S. There's absolutely no reason for the U.S. to get involved in this any way whatsoever.
Some people say, Tom, that Republicans are just playing politics with this, that if the situation were different and there were a Republican president in the White House, that Republicans would green light this. So how do you answer something like that? Because, you know, people are saying that.
Sure, yeah, I know they're saying that. But because, you know, what else do they have to say? They do not know the facts, or they're not paying attention to the facts. And let me make it clear, I didn't agree with going into Iraq. So, you know, no one can question me on that issue. If the United States is in imminent danger, I'll be the first one to enlist. My son will be there when he gets old enough as well. But, no, I'm not sacrificing. I don't want to see any more lives or individuals sacrificed from the United States because of the Middle East. Look at the facts. Look at the issues. Look how the secretaries could not answer questions on what's this going to cost, who's going to pay for it, who are our enemies, and really, what is the intent? To because the president, when he was running for office for his second term, went into his rhetoric, as he usually does, about drawing a red line, and now he has to account for that statement, and he's scrambling to do it.
Up next on the countdown, more opinion and reaction to the president's speech on Tuesday, Vladimir Putin's I guess we would call it an op-ed piece. And what's going on in Syria? That's all up next as we get to the top of the list on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of 4 select brand name tires and a 30-day price match guarantee. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 9/30/13. Add written estimate or internet quote for identical tires from competing tire retailer or installer located within 50 miles of the dealer. Required during guarantee period for price match. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The hot hits, the talk radio world in review. Every week, 52 weeks a year, we do this program. 3 hours of important information about the news talk radio business, news talk television, the so-called new media. I'm Doug Steffen. At number one on the countdown is Syria. Here's host Jackie Page with Senator Carl Levin of Michigan. They talk about why Levin supports the president when it comes to Syria.
Could you explain a little bit why you're supporting the president and his initiatives?
I think there has to be a response to the use of this weapon of mass destruction, because if we don't respond to its use, it is going to spread, threaten us, because the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction and then getting into the hands of terrorists, if we don't act against countries that use them, is probably the greatest threat we face. In other words, the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction that can get into terrorist hands, if there is no response, is probably the number one threat to the United States. And so you've got to respond. And it's important, I believe, that when you do respond, hopefully there will be a negotiated removal of these weapons from Syria. But the only way there will be, and the only reason that Russia made its proposal, was because of the prospect of a military action being taken against that chemical capability in Syria. It was that threat that was then supported by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee that moved this needle towards a diplomatic solution.
Now, as chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, I'm sure that you see a lot of classified information, obviously, that most Americans can't see. Should we really be trusting the video images that we saw and the information that John Kerry spoke about when he made his announcement? I think it was just a couple of weeks ago, because so many Americans are skeptical about this right now.
I think Americans are understandably skeptical, because of what happened in Iraq, when the intelligence was wrong, particularly when the intelligence, frankly, was misused to claim that there was a relationship between Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda, the people who attacked us. So there's understandable skepticism, but there's been an unclassified report here, which the public can read. There's no doubt that chemical weapons were used. Nobody doubts that. By the way, Syria has never acknowledged they had chemical weapons. Now all of a sudden they say, okay, they'll get rid of them.
Yeah, as early.
At any rate, putting that aside, there's no doubt that chemicals were used here. And frankly, there's absolutely no doubt in my mind, having read the intelligence and using common sense, that the government, which was the only one that had the capable of delivering chemical weapons through the means that they did, where the chemical weapons were fired from the positions, the part of Damascus that was under the control of the government, into areas which were under the control of the opposition. There is absolutely no reason on earth, it seems to me, that anyone other than the Syrian government can be held accountable here. And when Putin, in his article in the New York Times, suggested that opposition forces, there's every reason to believe it was opposition forces that used the chemicals, there is utterly no evidence of that, and there's huge amount of evidence, including the intercepts of the commanders, the Syrian commanders, which show that the government used the chemical weapons.
Even though Assad did.
There's no evidence to prove that anyone, or to indicate that anyone else did use.
Talk host Bob Montgomery here with political analyst Dan Lindley. They talk about what Lindley thinks is going to happen if the U.S. does happen to launch those airstrikes against Syria that we seem to be worried about.
There hasn't been a lot of discussion, at least publicly, about, okay, what happens next? Let's say there is a strike. It's not successful to take out all the chemical weapons, or we don't know for sure. Then what? Then what happens?
We'll never know if it's completely successful. They've had a lot of time to move around their weapons. They could be hiding weapons behind civilians by now. It's one of those things we'll just never know. So in the future, we're going to hope that they're going to be deterred, hope that other countries will see that they paid a cost. But guess what? If it's in their national interest to do it, if Assad is feeling with his back to the wall, he'll use them again because he'll be dead if he doesn't. That's going to be his interpretation. So we're looking for credibility. He's looking for his life.
Pardon me. Let's suggest for a moment that there is regime changes. A successful strike. The Assad regime is ousted. And then the rebels come over and take some form of a faction of a government. What do we know about the rebels?
Syria is a complete mess. Some of the rebels would be fairly moderate. Some of the most effective rebels, though, are jihadists affiliated with al-Qaeda, Salafists, who are very fundamentalist Muslim, people who would not be our friends and, in fact, would probably be our enemies. It would be not good. So from a strictly bloody standpoint, let's hope this is a simple strike to establish credibility, deter future use of chemical weapons. But if we, in fact, alter the balance on the ground, we could be either inviting in enemies and perhaps, from a just bloody, self-interested point of view, we might want the conflict to continue because we have both sides who aren't our friends chewing each other up.
Here are some talk radio callers, the reaction this week to the president and to Putin, and generally speaking, the situation we find ourselves in Syria.
The Putin editorial, I'm kind of upset to find that I agree with most of it, because he is saying what our president should be saying, and he's actually made a fool out of our president, and I'm embarrassed by this. When he says, negotiation versus obviously the little pinprick attack that Obama was going to use, and I don't agree with the exceptionalism part, because we are an exceptional nation, but obviously Putin didn't write this, because it sounds very un-Putin-like, knowing, that he's an ex-KGB guy. But he's made a fool out of our president, and I'm just really upset about this.
I think we ought to listen to Mr. Putin. I think we ought to give him the benefit of the doubt. I do not think he wants a regional war there. And I'd just like to point out that we have never liked any president of Russia. That includes Gorbachev, Yeltsin, anyone. We are primarily the world's aggressors. I think Barack Obama should do what the Democrats want, and that is stay out of war.
I feel as though this is not about Democrats. It's not about Republicans. It's about it's our duty as Americans and as human beings to defend what's going on over in Syria, because if we don't, we open the door for everybody else to use chemical weapons. And we take, for instance, our own domestic issues when women and children are massacred at the hands of a gunman. We're ready to, we're quick to execute them and punish them to the fullest extent of the law. But when somebody does it, whether it's in another country or our own soil, when you attack women and children unprovoked and massacre innocent people, and you don't retaliate, you're giving everybody else the ammunition to do the same thing without repercussion.
Now, I called all of my congresspeople when this first came up, both senators and my local representative, and told them absolutely do not vote for unilateral attack on Syria. It's not in our interest. And I would not vote, nor will I vote for any senator or congressperson who does that. Now, as for any sort of continuing resolution or resolution to back up this so-called disarmament, the resolution should state that if the UN Security Council and NATO and the United Nations and the Arab nations all support a military strike to enforce this, then America will be agreeable to that. However, we will not do it alone.
Up next on the countdown, a review of one of the important technology issues, actually a couple of different issues in technology this week, as we have a focus on the iPhone from Apple. That in part is coming up next right here on the Countdown Show.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here at the helm. We're reviewing the top 10 hits in talk radio, counting down from number 10 to number 1. All these things have been put together with the help of the at the helm, talkers.com, the staff there, and the staff of Steffen Multimedia. The new iPhone introduction, number 10 on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going to listen to an overview of this week's announcement from Apple about the new iPhone. But before we get there, our reporter Shelley Palmer is going to talk with you about PayPal making some major upgrades to your eating out experience.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, PayPal just released an update to its iOS and Android app, making it possible for users to get coupons and offers, order ahead at restaurants, pay at the table, and even have a built-in credit line through Bill Me Later. When you check in at a restaurant, you'll be greeted with coupons and offers you can use immediately. You're also able to order more food directly through the app and even pay your bill and leave a tip directly through your phone, which means no more waiting for a waiter to see that you need attention. If you want to pick up food and skip most of the restaurant experience, PayPal now lets you order ahead and pay through the app, so you can walk in and out with your food in a matter of minutes. While these features are only available at a few restaurant chains right now, expect forward-thinking, technology-hungry restaurants to add in PayPal functionality in the near future. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes.
so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at Geico.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
One of the hallmarks of the Doug Steffen Good Day program is taking excerpts from other programs to sort of give you an idea of what people are saying and or thinking about some of the issues of the day or the week, such as the case with the introduction from Apple of the new iPhones this week, kind of landing with a thud. Here's a Business Talk host Steve Simpson talking to tech expert David Arland about the response to the iPhone this week.
I guess no huge surprises from this announcement from Apple, right, Dave?
Well, that's right. And in fact, some of the Apple fans out there are kind of underwhelmed by the announcement, the reaction, kind of a meh. Some analysts in the financial industry were hoping that Apple was going to do a really low-cost iPhone, and that would be a low-cost product they could market to folks in China. This the new iPhone C, the iPhone C is the one that's all colorful.
Yeah.
It is less expensive. It's basically plastic with reinforcements of steel, but it's not going to be so much more cheaper than the current product in terms of a global product. Still, it is going to be pretty reasonable. For a 2-year contract, you can pick it up for $99, so that's not too bad. And it's going to come in blue, white, pink, yellow, and green. So that's going to be a new area for Apple, at least in developed countries like here. It gives them a beachfront against some of the competitors who are doing other things. They also announced a new iPhone 5S, and that's their top-of-the-line model. It's going to come in 3 colors, silver, black, or gold. And the biggest news here, 2 things. One, it's going to have a faster processor. It's twice as fast as the current iPhone. You might think, well, big deal. But it's 40 times faster than the original iPhone. So if you're still hanging on to one of those, this may be the time to upgrade.
So let's go from number 10 to number 1 one more time. The new iPhone introduction at number 10. NFL and sports controversies, number 9. Diana Nyad, I suppose this would be a sports controversy as well. Number 8, George Zimmerman. Look at him, you know, he's no sportsman, but he's number 7 in terms of his continuing legal troubles. Anthony Weiner's primary loss, number 6. Goodbye and good luck to you, Mr. Weiner. The anniversary of the attacks on Benghazi, 5. Obamacare, number 4. 12th anniversary of September 11th, number 3. Vladimir Putin and his op-ed piece, number 2. And Syria is the number 1 item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia. Copyright 2014. Written by Ken Kessler and produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.